Hi, open community around the world, and thank you for joining this episode of Wiki Updates. My name is Jesse, but the community calls me Chewali. In today's episode of Wiki Updates, I'll be speaking to two amazing persons from the Wikimedia community. They are in the person of Richard Novell from Wikimedia UK and Leah Lecroix from Wikimedia Germany. Kindly stay tuned in as they share much insight on how the Celtic Knot is going to take place and what to expect when you participate in the Celtic Knot. Thank you guys for joining this episode of Wiki Updates. On this episode of Wiki Updates, I have two amazing personalities from the Wikimedia community. And you know, this episode is the Celtic Knot episode. And we have two amazing personalities from the community. I'd like them to introduce themselves and before we can go on with the discussion.
Right, so I'm Richard Novell. I work for Wikimedia UK. I'm one of the co-organizers for this conference.
Okay.
And I am Leah Lacroix. I'm working at Wikimedia Germany as a community engagement coordinator for Wikidata. And I'm also involved in the conference.
Wow, okay. That's pretty much awesome. Thank you, guys. That's Leah and Richard.
Presenting their respective communities in the movement.
Thank you very much. So anyone can go at this question. So what does the Celtic Knot mean to the community?
Well, that's quite a tricky question because we've got quite a few people involved. I can say what it means to Wikimedia UK as one of the organisers, and hopefully will apply to the audience as well. But for us, when it was set up, it was really about helping language communities which were a bit smaller and had fewer resources. And really helping them connect with each other so they could share their experiences, share tips and tricks that have worked for them, and help encourage each other along. So at Wikimedia UK, a lot of what we do is with the English Wikipedia, but there are a few other languages which we actively work with and support. And we noticed that those communities sometimes had similar challenges, and we thought they could work together. And so that's kind of what we wanted to help on a larger scale when thinking of the Celtic Knot conference. And we hope that's what the attendees get out of it as well. They feel that they can connect with other people, and these are people who face similar kinds of challenges. Leah, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I could also say that the scope of the conference have been evolving in the years. It started maybe with a stronger focus on the Celtic languages in Europe and on Wikipedia, but more and more we've been including more Wikimedia projects in the process, such as Wikidata, but also Wikisource, Wiktionary, and we've been including more and more communities of minoritized languages outside of Europe, which is great because we're getting so many more different perspectives in the discussions.
Okay, well, that's awesome. So I would like to find out for this year, what kind of language focus groups are you looking at? Concerning, you know, the Celtic Knot is focused on languages, trying to help communities and the minority languages to be well represented. What kind of languages are you looking at this year? Are you looking at languages from Africa, languages from kind of Europe, languages from Asia? What kind of localized language are we looking at in order to ensure that, yeah, these languages are better represented within the Wikimedia ecosystem?
So this year, actually, we took a slightly different approach from the previous years. In the previous years, there was indeed a focus on a specific language or a family of languages. But this year, we decided instead to not have a particular focus on a language, but the most important thing for us this year is to make sure that the participants get some practical skills and knowledge out of this event, that they can really learn from each other, and that they feel that by the end of the conference, they learned something new and useful that they can bring back to their community. And this is why we designed the program in a way that has that is not overwhelming, that is very, I would say, minimalistic and straightforward, but mostly focused on workshops, practical workshops with a clear goal and clear outcomes, and people can get out of it and feel like, oh, I learned something new that I can apply now for my community, whatever my language is.
Okay, that's awesome. So I'd like to know, what is the theme for this year's Celtic Knot, and what should communities be expecting from this year's event?
So this year, we're going with a focus on workshops. So it's a lot about that skill sharing. And that's really the core of it. There will be some updates from the community around that. And we're going to have a discussion session where people can kind of lead their own group discussion. And so the theme, because we're not anchored to a particular language this year, the theme is kind of very broad about under-resourced languages and helping them grow.
Okay. So I'd like to find, I know, I think basically what we are looking at is kind of get towards the strategic movement of the community, that the 2030 strategic movement of the community, that's kind of ensuring that it provides some form of knowledge equity, and also kind of provide some form of skills to the community. Over the years that the Celtic Knot has been organized, how has the results been like when survey is being taken amongst the community? Have you seen some form of improvements? Because you know that when these events are organized, there are skills given out to members or participants who come for the event. Has there been some form of an improvement over the years concerning skills acquired, skills sent to the community, and skills used to develop community members? Has there been some form of improvement?
So the focus of the Celtic Knot is really for people to network, to get to know each other and other people in the other minoritized languages communities, and to exchange knowledge and skills around that. And so over the years, we noticed that a lot of communities could exchange information about Wikidata, how Wikidata can help them save time and be more efficient on their wiki, how to reuse the data from Wikidata on their wiki. And so thanks to all the workshops and the exchange of knowledge that people organized during the conference, we noticed that generally the communities have a higher understanding, a better understanding of Wikidata and how to use it on their wiki.
Yeah, I'd say that captures it really well. It's very much about those personal connections between people at the conference. And that can be sometimes a little tricky to see, but I think it's also shaped the program as the conference has had new additions. So more and more, Wikidata has become a larger part of the conference. And that's partly because Wikidata has been growing very quickly behind the scenes, but also there have been people at the conference who've showcased how they've worked with it. That's inspired others to get involved, ask for their advice, do things on their own, and it's kind of had this very positive circular effect. And so a lot of that might take place through conversations, or it could just be being inspired by hearing about someone's update at the conference.
Okay, awesome. So I'd like to ask, what are the target audience for this year's events? Because, you know, over the years, we do not have like the targets that we want for the event. So this year, I believe it's a hybrid event, and you are looking at a lot of people attending this event. So what kind of audience are you looking at? Are you looking at audience from Africa? Like, what kind of audience, or Europe? What kind of audience are we basically looking at for the year?
So in general, we're looking at people who are involved in one or several Wikimedia projects related to the languages that they speak, regardless of the language. And so the core program of the conference is going to take place online and is going to be recorded. And we hope that thanks to that, we can allow a bunch of different people, even if they're not on the same time zone, to benefit from the content of the conference. And on top of that, we're also encouraging people to organize local on-site events to gather the community around them who want to participate in the conference. So we're not targeting any specific area of the world, but we really hope to have a very diverse audience. And the fact that a lot of the speakers come from different areas from the world, and especially from Africa, and especially from Ghana, actually, but also Nigeria and plenty of other places, we hope that it's also going to attract people who have different language backgrounds, who come from different areas of the world, because this is where the exchange is really interesting.
Wow, awesome. What would be the expectation for this year's events? What are the expectations for this year's event?
So we really hope that people can come to the event, mingle with other people, understand that they are not alone facing the problems, and discuss with others to find solutions. And because we have these four practical workshops that are focused on, let's say, two general areas, one being community growth and the second being Wikidata and how it can help growing your wiki, we really hope that people can get out of these workshops with this feeling of having learned a new skill that they can apply directly on their project and that they can also share with their own community.
Wow, that's awesome. So like, I'd like to find out, is there any channel available in case, you know, I don't know whether registration is over for the event or not, but in case you are not able to register for the event, is there any channel that will be made available when you are not able to join the webinar? Probably you can also have the privilege to watch the event or the workshop in another platform. Is there any space available? And also, I would like to know if there are other platforms where people can also go there to read much more about the Celtic Knots, so that you can share with the audience, so that in case they want to read much more about Celtic Knots, they can go and harness that information from the platform.
The information about the Celtic Knots and what the program is for this year is on MetaWiki, and that includes some resources like links to previous versions of the conference as well. There is a Telegram group where people can chat to other people who are taking part in the conference. I believe that's linked to from the page on Meta. If it isn't, it certainly will be closer to the conference.
It is on the page that's called Not Together.
Excellent.
Okay, so you know, my audience are very diverse. You are talking about Meta. I know, but they don't know. So, you know, can you tell, maybe is it you need to give them the process so that they can know how to go about it. If you just tell them they should go to Meta, kind of gibberish to them. So probably you can give them a specific way of going to Meta so that they can go and access the information or resources.
Well, I guess that you can share the link with them, but I'm pretty sure that if you look for Celtic Knot Conference 2022 in any search engine, the first link that's going to come is ours.
Sure. Okay.
And when it comes to the recordings of the video, they will be uploaded on the YouTube channel of Wikimedia UK.
Okay. That's one. So, well, our talk is coming to an end. I'd like to find out any final words from you, Leah, and also final words from Richard.
So for me, it's just that I'm really looking forward to the conference. It's a bit different to previous years, with a slightly different program design. I'm really looking forward to seeing some new faces and people who've been taking part in previous conferences. That's one of the great things about the Celtic Knots, is that it's a very open community. I think it is very much a community as well as a conference. It's very welcoming, so it's always a nice group of people to be involved with. So it's nice to see familiar faces coming back and telling you what's been happening, as well as new people being welcomed into the group and sharing their knowledge and experiences. So I'm really looking forward to that. I hope to see folks there.
Okay. Yeah.
I am very looking forward to the conference too. I'm very excited about this program designed around workshop that we set up this year and to see if it's going to work. And as usual at the Celtic Knot conference, what I like to see is to see people from different communities and languages that have nothing to do with each other to start connecting, realize that one has a problem that the other already solved, and then they start helping each other. And this is just beautiful to witness. So I hope to see plenty of people from different languages joining.
Well, thank you guys for joining this episode of Wiki Updates. And I'll be looking forward to see you in probably future sessions of the episode. Thank you guys.
Wow, what an awesome presentation from Richard and Leah. It was a nice opportunity for me to speak to them so that they can share much more insight on what the Celtic Knot is all about. I believe you guys have also been inspired. Hey, remember that the Celtic Knot starts on July 1st to July 2nd. Please don't miss this amazing moment. I'd like to say thank you to everyone who took time to listen to this episode of Wiki Update. I'll be looking forward to see you once again in subsequent episodes. Take care and bye-bye.